The importance of repenting and asking for forgiveness sincerely. When you forgive someone, you actually free yourself from the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. So this part also very important, eh? Because within the conditioned world, like the Buddha said, we are all born our karma, heir to our karma. Condition supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma. So all our suffering, our entanglement, and our misery, they come from what? Karma. So if you don't take care of karma, karma can never help you free your mind. Yeah, unless you take care of karma, then karma will help you take care of your life. So these two are interrelated. So in order to develop the understanding to actually change your life, you need to understand if whatever happened that caused me suffering and misery is related to karma, what must you do? You must develop the wisdom to accept the reality of what happened in it. Because like the Buddha said, it has to do with your karma. Either in the past, you have developed all this negativity and caused so much suffering. That's why this life, you reap what you sow. Do good, we get good. Do evil, we get evil. So all this negativity or karmic friction that come back and haunt you and cause you suffering and misery has a lot to do with what you do in the past. If that is what you have done, and these are the causes and conditions that condition the karmic friction, so what must you do? First, come to terms with the reality, accept via right view, that this has a lot to do with your karma. So you accept. Then you vow to change. Why? First thing you have to do is to ask for forgiveness. Cultivating repentance. So you need to ask for forgiveness sincerely. The word is sincerely. Because these karmic obstructions, they will continue to haunt you and obstruct you from moving away from that karmic negativity. So karmic obstruction can be very real. And to break karmic obstruction, the first thing you must do is to ask for forgiveness. Otherwise, it's not easy. It will continue to haunt you. Then after you ask for forgiveness or repentance, what must you do? You must vow not to repeat all this sincerely so that it will not continue to come back and haunt you. So to do that, you must follow the advice of the Buddha. To avoid all evil, do good, and purify your mind so that all this karmic negativity will not continue from now onward to create causes and conditions to haunt you in the future. That's why the three things that I teach Kayamita who has problem with their karmic to do is to ask for repentance first. Then, based on that understanding, sincerely vow not to repeat all this wrong thing, you are following the advice of the Buddha. So when you follow the advice of the Buddha, means what? You determine to avoid all evil, yeah? Keeping your precept. That's how the teaching starts. That's why you are told to recite and renew your five precepts after every Dhamma session. Or every day. So asking for forgiveness to avoid all evil, to break the karmic obstruction, and to develop the appropriate understanding to avoid evil, we are following the advice of the Buddha, is very important. So that is the reason why you keep your precept. By keeping your precept, you can avoid all evil. We are breaking precept, the five precept, the basic five minimum, basic five precept, constitute major evil. That's why you have to keep your precept to avoid all evil. Then do good means what? Develop mindfulness. heedfulness, to cultivate the right view, to condition the right thought, right speech, right action, and right living. So this is how you do good. Means cultivate wholesomeness, goodness, virtue. All these are free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. And because they are free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, these are all wholesomeness, goodness, like sincerity, honesty, loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, wisdom. So, understanding this can develop a lot of virtue, wholesomeness, and parami that can allow you to develop the good life. But once you have no more negativity and you start to cultivate wholesomeness or virtuous action, speech, and thought process, then your positive karma, your wholesome virtue or quality, they will start to manifest. And according to law of karma, you reap what you sow. So you will receive back a lot of wholesomeness, a lot of virtue, a lot of goodness. So this will become your new inheritance. So when you cultivate a lot of good virtues, parami, all this will protect you and bring forth the causes and conditions for you to receive them. Well, whatever goodness, wholesomeness, virtue that you have cultivated, they become your good blessing, karma. You reap what you sow. So you will receive all this via the law of karma. That's why we are following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and finally to purify your mind to your wisdom. You can become very virtuous, very wise, and you can root out your delusion. So when you have enough cultivation of the advice of the Buddha to bring forth the great support from your virtuous action, your good karmic inheritance, then you can evoke power of merits from your good karma, your wholesomeness that you have developed, your virtue. They will protect you and guide you and help you to realize what you want. So invoking power of merit for causes and conditions for you to progress along the path of Dhamma is one of the good usage of this parami. The other one is to arise causes for you to overcome your whatever coming obstruction, thereby enabling your form and mind to have a second chance at living life, and to overcome whatever coming obstruction or negativity that you are facing, or recover back to good mind state so that you can live your life in accordance with the Dhamma, to realize all the wholesomeness and enlightenment in the here and the now, born of that understanding. So these three are very important understanding and virtue. Ask for forgiveness through repentance. Then you do what you have to do. Vow not to repeat all this. We are following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. Then through that, you develop a lot of virtue, wholesomeness, merits, blessings. Then you can invoke power of virtue, blessing, and wholesomeness for causes and conditions to benefit your nature's coming. It can be cultivation or overcome whatever life situation or problem that you may be facing, even to recuperate from your sickness, disease, or whatever. You can invoke power of merits to that direction. All these are possible.